Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What a pleasure it is to speak with this gentleman. We welcome the one, the only, Mr. Gilbert Gottfried. Put your hands together for Gilbert. Hi, Gilbert.
Yeah, well, now I'm technically a guest.
Yes, you are technically a guest now, and and you are a hardworking man, because you know what? This is a holiday week. We, you know, leading up to the Christmas holiday, we are working. Gilbert is working, and you're going to be at Caroline's, right? You're going to be at Caroline's Friday and Saturday in New York City. You can get all the tickets at GilbertGottfried.com. You're a hardworking man, Gilbert Gottfried.
22nd and 23rd.
Good for you. And I will tell you, I've seen the trailer for your film, Gilbert, the movie that, by the way, is getting an amazing review on Rotten Tomatoes, and I just can't wait to see this, because what I got from the trailer was that the film shows the real side of you, that you're a nice guy, you're a chill guy. People would not understand that if they saw you like doing a roast for George Takei, where you come across as nothing short of being a maniac.
Yeah, it last time I checked Rotten Tomatoes, it got 100%.
Wow.
Which, yeah, so I was very happy about that.
How did the movie start? How did that come about? Where they, it looks like they follow you around and just kind of document your life and the behind-the-scenes life of really a hardworking comedian. How did the movie come about?
Yeah, it started with this. The filmmaker, Neil Berkeley, came up to me and he said, "I've always dreamt of doing a Gilbert Gottfried documentary." And I said, "Well, you should set your dreams a lot higher than that. Maybe you should start off with a Yakov Smirnoff."
Great choice there.
You know, Yakov. What a country. The true story. Yes. In America, you make documentary. In Russia, documentary make you. What a country. In America, you put film in camera. In Russia, you put the camera in the field. What a country.
Oh, my God.
In America, you put on makeup. In Russia, makeup was on you. What a country. In America, you tie your shoes. In Russia, the shoes tie you.
Stop it, Gilbert. Behave yourself. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
In America, you eat cornflakes. In Russia, cornflakes eat you.
Oh, my God. What are you smoking this morning, Gilbert? What the hell is going on?
In America, you take an aspirin. In Russia, aspirin takes you.
Oh, you are. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, you're killing me. I swear to God. I don't want to hear about the movie anymore, Gilbert. I don't care. I just want to talk to you. Gilbert,
in
how?
America,
oh, no. No. Stop it. How many in the room think he's got a for Yakov Smirnoff now? You know?
I think so.
Oh, my God. Oh, Gilbert. Gilbert, you've been doing it long enough where you've toured with everybody then, right? You've had to come across every comedian in every comedy club in the world. You've been there. You've done it. Did you ever have a fist fight with Yakov Smirnoff?
In America, you have a fist fight. In Russia, you
fist
have
fight
a
you.
Fist.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, Gilbert, Gilbert, Gilbert. Oh, God. Oh, you're not right. You're not well, Gilbert. You know, hey. Here's something. I will give you the fact that I got when I was doing a little research on Mr. Gottfried. A lot of people just don't think of you as living that normal life of a husband and a father. And you have two kids, right?
Yeah. It's basically a criminal activity.
Twice.
That is, and you look like you. It's so sweet. I take it you live in New York City, right?
Oh yeah. It's like people are more comfortable with Michael Jackson having kids around me. Yeah, Michael Jackson was watching tapes of me going, how does he have that many kids around him? Where did he get those from?
It's amazing because Michael Jackson is dead when he was saying that, which is just strange, too. That's truly, truly special that he was able to do that, Gilbert. I didn't mean to insult you. I just was sitting there going, wow, you know, that's just, you know, there you are living that normal life. I picture you on the road. It shows you on the road. One of the things they mention is you're kind of tight-fisted when you're on the road. There's one shot of you. You're in like one of those Homestead, Hampton, Comfort, whatever, where they give you the free breakfast. And this has nothing to do with you, Gilbert, but it was an image that was just blazed into my brain. No one looks good eating cereal out of one of those styrofoam bowls they give you in those hotels.
Oh, God, is that? Yeah.
It's sad. It looks sad to me, Gilbert. You're eating your cereal with a plastic spoon out of a styrofoam bowl. And I said, you know what? I've seen thousands of people in those little motel, hotel things where they're eating the free breakfast, and everybody looks sad in that environment.
It's suicidal. If you had just won a $1 billion lottery,
right,
and you had had a hotel breakfast in that lobby, you'd kill yourself.
It's terrible. It's terrible. But you do it. I mean, you're out there. You're working. You're constantly on the road. You're doing it. You have to. There has to be a part of you that loves it.
This is something else. It's like these people who go to those hotel breakfasts, and I have to because it's there. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
I get it.
If it's a free breakfast, I'm going for. But they'll be there in their pajamas.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Yeah, there's no, you know how like they used to do commercials for airlines, and they'd have everybody happy at the airline, and they're all hugging each other and laughing and smiling, and no one's ever like that in an airport, and it's like that's what. You know, these hotel breakfasts are like, you know, you're walking around. It's like a cancer ward. You know, that's how
it's sad.
Those things are.
It's sad. And I don't want to, you know, sound like an old fart, Gilbert. But I mean, I remember back in the day where, you know, when people would this is probably going back to like I'm 58. It's going back to when my father was when the air travel was just starting to come into its own. And people would dress in hotels and they would dress to go on a plane. And you're absolutely right. Now, when you see people, I picked my daughter up down here in Florida at the airport over the weekend. And there were more people that were getting off that plane in their what appeared to be their pajamas than I've ever seen before. It's not pleasant. It's the same thing with those hotel breakfasts. That's the way people are nowadays. Everybody's wearing their jammies.
Yeah, it's like airports, I mean, airplanes used to be this thing of like, people, it was like businessmen who were on airplanes, you know, this wasn't the average person, you know, this was like rich fans, you know, powerful businessmen, And then that's, of course, when they would have, like, the hot-looking stewardesses in sexy outfits.
Sure.
Yeah, that all changed.
I know. Yeah, the documentary, Gilbert, that's, by the way, I got to give it a plug because we've been having too much fun talking to you. I want to make sure. Gilbert will premiere on Hulu. It's on December 29th. We are not lying about the reviews this movie has gotten.
Strong.
You can get the trailer at gilbertmovie.com, and it's basically a documentary about Gilbert's life and his career. And the fact is, you've been doing this a very, very long time, and it's your relationship with your sisters, your parents, and how is your relationship with your family?
I don't know. They've all changed their names.
I'm going to do it again. In Russia, people change names. In America, change.
In America, you change your name. In Russia, name changes you.
I don't know why that is killing me too much. That's terrible. Did you? Was it comfortable for you when you were having the cameras follow you everywhere? And
horrible.
I mean, because it was. Horrible. I thought it would, for you, it would be horrible.
Every second of doing it was horrible. Because it's funny. It's like it's something I never wanted, and yet the guy said, "I'll follow you with the camera," and I'm too much of a pussy to say, "Get away from me."
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Gilbert is a nice person. Very nice.
Yeah.
Person.
So he followed me around, and then watching the film for me was horrible because, you know, I'm okay watching myself in an episode of a sitcom as
sure.
Nick the Plumber,
right?
But not as watching myself as myself was like, you know, the first time you hear your voice recorded and you go, oh, God, that's not how I sound.
I'm sure that happened to you, Gilbert. It might not have happened to me. But, did it make you sad? Because a word that I've heard describe the documentary is kind of melancholy, where it's behind the scenes. It's a lonely life on the road. What surprised you when you saw the footage in this documentary, the behind-the-scenes stuff, the stuff that's not when you're performing? How did that make you feel? What was the biggest surprise with that?
Well, the biggest surprise for me in the documentary was when I would look at myself and I go, do I really move around like Red Fox in Sanford?
We're not young anymore, Gilbert.
The only thing missing was, you big dummy.
Rob, I know you had a question. You want to get a question up?
Yeah, regarding the documentary, even though it was uncomfortable to watch yourself portrayed on the big screen, do you think it is a fair portrayal of you after having seen it?
Yeah, it seemed to be, yeah. Because, I mean, they put in, I had no, well, it's not like I didn't, I mean, I just didn't get involved. So I didn't tell him, you know, don't put this in or don't put that. And so it was open. Yeah, so, I think it was.
Oh, no, that's another call. That's the Yakov Smirnov is on the other line, Gilbert.
Yeah. It's Yakov's lawyer.
It's Jakov. Jakov's lawyer.
And his lawyer is going, in America, you get a lawsuit. In Russia, lawsuit against you.
Gilbert Gottfried is our guest. Listen, the website is gilbertmovie.com if you want to find out about the movie. And if you happen to be going up to the city, New York, for the weekend, I don't know if there are any tickets available. Gilbert at Caroline's, he's been doing it a long time.
gilbertgottfried.com, you'll get my whole schedule.
Did you enjoy seeing the other a lot of the documentaries, other comedians talking about you? You've got everybody from Gaffigan, Whoopi Goldberg, Jeff Ross. That had to be satisfying because I know that a lot of the other people in the industry, you're well regarded within the circle of comedians. Was that a pleasant part of it?
You know what the weirdest part of that was? You know, they were going to a bunch of different comics, you know, asking them to be in it. Then, you know, some, you know, say yes. Others, like, would go, like, well, I'm on the road or whatever. And the best excuse I got, the best reason for not appearing, they asked Jim Carrey. And Jim Carrey, it was an honest one. He was on trial for killing his ex-girlfriend. which shows the extreme that people will go to not to appear in a Gilbert Gottfried.
Better that than having to say something nice.
Gilbert, I have to ask you, I wanted to ask you one question, and I wouldn't be able to get out of here without doing this. Where does the courage come from? Gilbert, you know, look, if you've been living in a box and you don't know this, Gilbert Gottfried, known as one of the edgiest comedians working today, has been for many, many years. And he's, as we know, a little bit of a guy. Gilbert, where does the edge, where does the irreverence, you know, you've lost gigs over it. Where does that kind of courage come from? Where do you get that from? I'm astonished with some of the material that I've heard you use, some of the hysterical material you've used. Where does it come from?
Well, I think there's a thin line between courage and stupidity. I've made a career of crossing that line.
Have you ever gotten in trouble with some of your material? I mean, outside of losing the gig, like everybody knows about the Affleck thing and the Hugh Hefner, but has anybody, like in audience, there's a clip where they're walking out of the audience and you're doing some truly wonderfully filthy material up on stage. Have you ever had a real problem with somebody in an audience getting violent or anything like that?
My favorite thing was someone yelled out from the audience, "Hey, I've got my 10-year-old daughter with me."
Oh no.
And I said, "Oh, do you often take her places that serve alcohol?" And it was like a guy taking his little kid to a, you know, so it's, yeah, I have that. Oh, my favorite, one of my favorite, when the Aristocrats came out, at one of the screenings, a woman in the middle of the Aristocrats stood up and angrily started leaving, and she said, "This isn't the Aristocats."
Oh, no.
But it took her half a movie.
Listen, and if you see that movie, Gilbert is known to have the best version of that joke.
Uh-huh.
And that's a lot of heavyweights in that movie. And Gilbert, you're known for yours. We can't tell it on this show. But the fact is that it holds up to me as the very best with that. But you've been doing it a long time. Do you have any regrets looking back as far as, you know, with some of the stuff that's happened? Well documented. Any regrets, or are you happy with your life and the way your career has gone?
Well, you know what gets me? These people who talk about their lives and go, "But I've got no regrets." And I always think, boy, I've got nothing but regrets.
Oh my God.
I could sit with you for 10 years giving a list of all my regrets.
Oh my God.
I don't understand people who have no regrets.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, everybody's got to have them. And be honest, Gilbert, what a thrill to meet you and talk to you. And you know what? I will send Yakov Smirnoff your Christmas card for the holiday. I promise you.
And I also have a podcast.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's right. Gilbert, I forgot the podcast. Yeah. Right.
Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. And my website, GilbertGottfried.com, Twitter, which turned out to be an expensive hobby for me. Real Gilbert.
You know, I will tell you, I remember when all that went down. And for me, ever since then, when you write the joke and said, I hope no one's offensive. No one's offended.
Oh, yes.
Offended with that. That I love those jokes. Rob, you wanted to say one more
thing?
Yeah,
I just want to do a quick tip in. I've been listening to the Amazing Colossal Podcast since you released episode one. I never miss an episode. You and Frank are great. And as a personal thank you for keeping that segment of showbiz alive. It is so much fun to listen to you guys make those have those discussions. Really, really great stuff.
Oh, thank you.
And that's Rob Spiewak. He works with him. He has a ton of regrets also. Gilbert.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's the way it goes. Gilbert Godfrey, continued success. Thanks for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show, my friend.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What you...
Oh,
my
he's happy.
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's petals. Zuzu. There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry! Merry! Yay! Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building alone!
Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you! In jail!
Go on home, they're waiting for you!
You dick!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's a new edit for this year.
Yeah, that's brand new for 17.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. Ho, ho, ho. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know, George.
George,
why, Bailey. You're worth more dead than alive. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by eHarmony. We love eHarmony. If you've tried online dating, chances are you have run into lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and random matches that never materialize. You can't get to know someone just by looking at their picture, and you'll never swipe left or swipe right into a lasting relationship. eHarmony is unlike any other online dating site. It's built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships. It's not a shallow hookup site. They've helped over 1 million people find their perfect match. eHarmony uses years and years of science, data, and psychological research to send you the right matches. Now listen, there are plenty of hookup sites out there, but that's not what eHarmony does. eHarmony brings compatible people together. Right now, our listeners can get a free month with eHarmony when they sign up for a 3-month subscription. Just enter the code TMOS at checkout. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you are ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's only one app that's built to bring you real love, and that is eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started and enter the code TMOS at checkout. And we thank you. God, that's loud in the background with all the Toyland or whatever the hell.
Well, it's Santa's workshop. Getting it done, making all those Xboxes and elephant boats and kitty cars, too.
In Russia, we play Christmas music. In the United States, you play Christmas music. In Russia, Christmas music plays you. What the hell is wrong with that man? Anyway, I'll be doing that all weekend. I swear to God, I'll be doing that. Welcome
and then
to
when
the,
you give him a compliment, he's like, oh, thank you.
In Russia!
He's fun. I love that guy. Anyway, and a super nice guy.
Yes.
And I wish that movie... December 19th, is it? No, December 29th.
On Hulu.
December 29th.
It's, on Hulu.
Well, I think it's just fine.
Oh, some of it really fine. You know what else is really fine? We're at the 25-minute mark of our show.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you.
And some of it really fine.
Thank you. Very fine. Hitting my button right there.
I think that's going to be a new feature. I'll just occasionally drop in a time code to let people know where we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me let you know that we're doing our last live show before Christmas holiday. And now we'll have a bonus show for you, which I think you're going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you like that a lot. But this is the last one we're going to do till 2017 when we come back after the New Year's
2018,
holiday.
2018, Bing.
2018, sorry. 2018, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm getting
dead.
All my dates and numbers and my dimes and all that. Yes, sirree. Overworked and underpaid, but blah, 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 boo. Yes, sirree. Having a good time. Good time had by all. Yes, sirree. Happy holidays, each and every one of ye.
My name's David Bowie. Sometimes Sir Reginald lets me use the podcast.
Hey, you got one eye looks kind of odd, like a husky dog.
Yes, they don't match.
you must be the poor relative. Are you the poor relative from? Well, poor my ass. I'll slap you silly, just like I knocked Gary down the stairs. How about some Bing Crosby ice cream?
Wouldn't it
Enjoy
be great
yeah.
if, when David Bowie's in that beautiful, sumptuous living room, Gary
yes.
Crosby just fell down the steps?
By the way, that living room. If we're talking about the drummer boy, is he in Dracula's castle? Oh my God! I said the F word. You better edit
Christmas.
That out. I'm so sorry.
Don't do
I
that. Apologize.
Loosey goosey. It's the holiday.
I actually did a little deep dive on where the David Bowie performance came from. It's his last, Bing's last Christmas special, and the whole thing is on YouTube. You can watch it. It's called Bing Crosby's Merry, M-E-R-R-I-E, because it's British, Merry Old Christmas. And it's got David Bowie, and it's also got all the new kids, the ones he didn't beat.
Mm. Are you sure he didn't beat them?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Have you watched it?
Watched the whole thing, yes.
Of course you did.
Yeah, God. I would say about...
Is it horrible?
Is half a bottle,
some of it horrible?
Half a bottle of whiskey got me through it. It was pretty 1977 Bing. It was the last time he ever sang White Christmas. It would have been 76 because he died in 77.
Did you dig it on a nostalgia level?
Yes,
I did. Enjoy that?
And I liked seeing the Bowie stuff in context because he mentioned something about he might be changing. He says, yeah, he does that a lot. There's a guy, a British actor I didn't recognize, that plays several roles in the special. So that actually makes that line make sense.
So did he go over to England to do it?
It looks like some of it did. I can't imagine that
Where
Bing
was
actually
the
flew.
What was the building they were in? What was that kind of
that
castle?
That looked like a Hollywood set to me. Yeah.
Some of it really fine.
Hey, yeah. This piano doesn't have any strings in it, but some of it's really fine.
I have to ask this question. I mean, this is, and I don't know where we're living in the past here, but
right.
like 40 years ago. Is Bing ill when they're doing that? Is he
Bing
like
looks fit? Pretty together.
Really?
Yeah. You know, he played golf the day he died. I mean, he played 18 the day he died, so he was
dropped dead on the 18th hole.
What a beautiful day for... What a lovely tribute. The holiest time of year.
Would you be okay, Mike, if someone said, well, at least he died doing something he loves?
Really, when I think about my own mortality, I don't think it's going to be like that with me. I think I'm going to be one of these people that goes, help me.
Really, you think a long protracted death?
No, I think
maybe?
I'm failing already. I'm friggin' failing already, for God's sake. I get 2 months of actual regular recreation, and now I'm back to where I was, Mr. Feebalot.
Nah, it's
you know
not
what
like
I mean?
They're calling hospice. They're going to fix you. Yeah.
I know they're going to fix me.
You're going to be better
fixed.
Than ever.
Tired of being fixed. But some of my doctors are really fine.
Well, I went to the specialist, and he was really fine. The copay was really fine.
So one of the things we wanted to do, because it's the last real show that we do, the free show before Christmas, we wanted to go through, because you've heard a lot of it, obviously.
Sure.
I did the John Tesh bit earlier in the week. But you've heard a lot of Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
But we like it, and you're not going to hear any more after this. So we decided... We wanted to get in on the fun, and I think we weren't a radio station that was playing Christmas music 24/7 since Halloween,
right.
So we can have a little fun, and you know, what do we like to do on this show more than anything else? We like to blame,
yes,
and
yes.
we like to judge.
Yes.
So this is judging and blaming. Now, you have, what is this list that you brought? Because I'm really suspect about lists when it comes to big things like Christmas.
Well,
music.
What I did is I searched a lot of lists, and some of them were really fine. But
really? Is this the Rob Spiewak list?
I edited a list of 50 down 50? To 24.
24.
The top 24. Okay, because you know what? So anytime you go to some sort of, like, some cool blogger wants to throw in some middle charting B-side from 1975, and frankly, I haven't the time for it.
Right. So what you did is you edited this list, mm-hmm. and the list that we're playing is going to be really from your mind.
Well, yes, but only these suggestions. Are these are the suggestions.
Let
from
me explain.
Music
I said we're all
com.
About judgment and blame, and so this will be. If we are not happy with this list,
then oh. I will accept your blame in my stocking.
You'll accept the blame.
Yes, you can come visit me in my Hollywood castle and blame me.
I also have a follow up question.
Yes, go.
How confident are you in this list?
Very confident.
Okay. All right. Now here's the way I think we should play this. All
okay.
Right? I think that if we really enjoy it, we give it more time, more right. airtime. If we don't enjoy it, or if one of the members of our wonderful crew does
the staff,
it, you may hear this.
And that's when you don't
or
like
this.
It? Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right, so
now we're not going to dive right in now because right. you know we're managing a show here, and you know it's all about filling time.
I understand. So we,
I think we should take a break.
Should talk slower.
What does a yellow light mean?
Slow down. Anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, it is the Rob Spiewak Hot 24. We're not going to play them all.
25, and, it turns out. It looks out. I thought we had 24.
Oh,
25.
Come on.
I can
What's
start
going
at 24.
On? What are you doing here? Come
I thought
on
it
now.
Was two dozen, cousin. I forgot.
Couldn't you just say
Are we on the wave
24?
Now? I'm not on your show on the wave. Number. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you never returned my calls for that booking.
By the way, the Rob Spiewak Show on 97.1 The Wave, if you miss a little, don't worry about it.
Hey,
we'll take a break,
hey.
And then we'll come back with more fun and more
okay.
thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ho, ho, ho!
Was that Santa? Oh, boy.
That's right. It is I, Santa Claus. And what would you like for Christmas, little boy?
All I ever wanted was to laugh. But it's just too hard to give someone the Mike O'Mara bonus show as a gift.
Ho, 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 ho! Wrong! Thanks to a little bit of Santa's magic and a whole lot of gin, it has never been easier to give the gift of the bonus show. All you have to do is ask Mommy or Daddy to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus show banner to get started.
But Santa... I'm an orphan.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
That's from the album Cruel to Be Cruel. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Right now, great time to buy a house. We love the people at Cornerstone First Financial. We know you're going to love them, too. They're our office mates down here at Wisconsin Avenue in Washington, D.C. We love them, and the Fed met last week. They're going to raise those rates. You got a matter of days, really, if you want to lock in a good rate. You got to work quickly, and that can be stressful, but what helps is having people that are in the now.
In the now.
People like our friends at Cornerstone First Financial. Lock in your rate this week. Cornerstone First Financial can make it happen, but act now, right now. Days actually matter. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money on the line, and they will take care of you. Trust us. They are our neighbors, and they are good people. I don't know. They may have had a silly moment because they told me they even like Oscar Santana.
What?
They
Why
said
do
that.
We include that in the copy?
Because you carry a lot of sort of, you know, grace and
yeah,
love.
Yeah, but what, they even like me?
They
I
do.
I wonder that. That's like, you're digging on me, but why wouldn't they like me? I brought
you
them
know
business.
What?
Oh, it's a short show.
It's not about them.
It's like
I mean, it's not about you. It's about them. Just let me finish. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com or call 202-625-1221. And Merry Christmas from everyone. Oh, by the way, they're licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida.
Yes. Yeah.
Merry Christmas from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial. Ho, 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 ho. It's time. This is our Friday show. It is time for Christmas cheer. We, you know, I'm a little bummed we're not doing our, you know, drunken revelry this year. I really wish we were doing it.
Last year, it was weird not having
We're doing
you
regular
here.
Shows this year right up yeah. until the holidays. Mm-hmm.
I think what That's really it. Solidified it, if we're going to pull the curtain back.
Please do.
Sure.
Is that last year we had a DC show, as far as a live show is concerned, right? So
right.
it was one afternoon at the DC Improv, had a great time, then an after party.
Right,
yes.
This year, we had a four-day live show in New Orleans,
yeah.
and it taxed everyone's liver and their T-cell count.
Yeah, because
yeah,
we
I'm
really
okay with what we're doing.
We
yeah.
should have, if we were to do a Christmas party, we should have planned it starting like maybe the 1st of December, and we were all still hungover.
You know, tonight I will be heading down to the beach where my sister is now, down here in Southwest Florida, and I'm calling it Margarita. I'm going to turn into a margarita maniac
because hey.
we're going to a Mexican restaurant
ah.
where my sister has secured a reservation for 10 people.
Damn, Daniel!
10 people.
Wow.
I don't know what part of her family is going to be down there. Yeah. I know my brother-in-law is going to be
The Parsleys.
There.
You know what yeah. she's probably going to do?
Parsh.
Oh,
not
sorry.
Pars.
Damn
not
it.
The
yeah.
herb.
Damn
They're
it.
All going to be yeah. sitting on the side of the plates. What she's probably going to do is find a few homeless people and feed them for the holidays.
Well, I don't get that.
Just what? Because, you know, that's a nice thing to do at Christmas. Maybe she'll bring in some people that don't have anywhere else to go. Maybe that's why she made a reservation for
Oh, I would
people.
Be fine with that. Yeah. That would be wonderful.
Strangers.
I think it'd be nice. The stranger, the better.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Really fine idea.
Some of
right,
those
Fort
Myers Pirate
are really fine.
All right, when you put this list together, yeah. I'm going to ask one question.
Please
and
do.
Only one question.
All right.
Is there an Elvis Presley song on this list?
There is, but not
is there
one
more,
that...
Is there more than one?
No.
Okay.
Not one that you would expect, either. Because remember, I
See,
edited
that
a voice...
Already I hate it.
Why
already
can't...
I hate
would it.
It
hurt you if we just played 24 and not 25? Yeah.
What it's going to be an obscure album cut that he picked out, and it's going to be something that's
hey,
going to be
like
sucky
Elvis.
Hey, you
know what? It's not, as I said 100 times, I didn't start the list. I only edited it. You jerk!
It's the most wonderful time.
You know what? It'll be something that's like that means something to Rob, but nobody else because
hey,
it's
what
just
the stuff that means to me is the good stuff.
Yeah, well, it's gonna suck. I know it's gonna suck.
It's the most wonderful time.
Amazingly, that song is not on the list.
Okay, you know what? That song should be on the list.
No, it's a suck song. Coming down the chimney, down.
It is not. That is blasphemy, you bastard.
It. It's the most wonderful time.
You want to hear? I know for a fact that you like song number 25 because
right,
I played
this
it this
25.
Week.
The yeah. first, this is the lowest one on the list.
Right.
Let's listen. All right.
Bells will be ringing.
I'm a fan of this song.
The Eagles.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like the Eagles to me. That's what I like
yeah,
about it because it's kind of different.
It sounds like Don Henley.
It's a cover. It's actually an old soul record. I forget the original artist, but their hit was, it's like maybe 75, 76 for this one.
Who's singing right now?
It's Henley, I think so. It's not Glenn Frey, is it?
No, it sounds like Henley to me.
Once again.
Yeah, that's Don Henley. Let's listen.
Choirs will be singing.
See, I'm just getting in the mood. It's just a good song.
It's a good one for a Christmas party. Good slow dancer. Yeah.
All right. I am here to give you the ding because
big win.
I will tell you, Rob
Spiewak.
Big win.
That's a big win.
Your very, very first one is Aces in my book. That
cool.
is a Aces. Great first song.
All right. Number.
And by the way, Rob loves Christmas music more than anybody in our group. And I'm going to be cautiously optimistic to say, you know, if the list goes like the first song, I'm going to be very pleased.
And by the way, I should say that on Sunday and Monday of Christmas week, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, I'll be posting Rob Radio episodes at our mm-hmm. website. So if you want some Christmas music to dig while you're opening presents and stuff, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Two full episodes of Christmas music will
I
be
play
there.
Rob through the Bluetooth speakers in my house. That is a tradition for us that we play on Christmas Eve and Christmas. I recommend it highly because not only do you hear the Christmas music, but you hear Rob being Mr. DJ, which is almost as fun. You know,
it's fun.
If you
All
miss
right.
a little, you miss a lot.
You do, actually, because yeah. I pack a lot in. This one goes back to 1958, I believe. We lost him this year. Mr. Chuck Berry. And
is this Run Rudolph?
Yes.
Okay, another
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
All right. You know, I'll withhold. I'm going to withhold because this is beginning to fall into the DGH category.
Don't get happy, Mike.
You know what I'm beginning? Look. I'm going to jinx it by saying this.
Don't jinx it. Do it. Jinx it for the holidays.
This may be why I listen to your thing that you do on Christmas Eve, because this is, okay, this is terrific. Play a little of this. This is a great Christmas song. You never hear this on Wash FM.
No, no.
Those crap things. To a boy, child, what have you been longing for? I can hear every program director in the nation that works at those BS Christmas stations going, it's not Christmassy enough. We don't need to play this one.
I hear this and I think Chubby Checker.
You're not far off.
Yeah.
You're not far off.
Or Big Boy.
Here's what's great about Run, Run, Rudolph. You know what's great about it? It's the same thing the Eagles. The Eagles was a bluesy song.
Yep.
This is a rock and roll, original kind of rock and roll sound song that incorporates the Christmas thing. And I'm two in a row. You are two for two.
When you program Christmas music, it's like going to a concert. You want to hear the hits. You play
Amen.
The hits. All right.
Amen.
Here's the one this. Elvis song that I selected via this list.
Oh, wow. I'm not even familiar with this one.
You'll like the vocal. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? Hey.
The snow is listening. Beautiful
sight. So you should know that Elvis recorded two Christmas albums, one in 1957 when he was young and handsome.
Right.
And one in 1972 when he wasn't. This is from the second.
You can tell because he does a lot more of the...
He's not trying. That's one problem.
Sounds like pills.
In the meadow, you can eat a hot dog roll. We'll pretend that your colon is swollen.
This is Elvis's song, Delauded Wonderland.
But Elvis didn't... Correct me if I'm wrong. Elvis didn't do Christmas albums because it was a business endeavor. Elvis loved Christmas, right?
He loved Christmas. The albums were definitely because of the contract requirements.
Oh, it was. And okay, it was a money thing.
He liked more to do gospel music than Christmas music. So,
well, I'm going
to
disappoint you, Rob, because that would be my first...
That's
I'm so
fine.
Sorry. No, that was loud, but that I just don't... That one doesn't
and
do it
he
for me.
Sounds like he's pilled up.
Yeah, but I like the arrangement. Like the arrangement. Everyone knows the lyrics.
Pilled up.
He's all pilled up. Here's a guy that never got pilled up, okay?
Okay. Let's see.
Michael Jackson and his brothers.
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
No, Santa. Santa
Claus is coming to town. Okay. I like this. I like Santa Michael Jackson.
That's fun.
The Motown Christmas album, I think all the big Motown groups eventually did their own albums, but the classic compilation where every Motown artist gets like two or three, great album.
Smash hit.
Yeah, good.
I'm going to give you a ding for this simply because I do believe this song, Michael Jackson, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. By the way, there better be one on this list. There better be one on
or
this
what?
List. Because... I don't know. I'm not going to do anything. But the fact is, I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas. I see you in a week. I really hope that there's just one that's particular. If you're playing this one,
right.
I hope you play the other one. It's the classic.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how
okay.
I did. Let's make
Oscar,
it sexy.
Oscar, how are you enjoying these? You seem lost.
Some of these songs that you guys, they're new to me, that you guys love, right?
Right.
They're new to me.
Why are you lumping me into it? Well, I'm judging him like you are.
Because no, the Elvis, this is a hit. This is a smash hit, right?
Right, Eartha Kitt, yes.
The Elvis song.
The original Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
Was not good. The Jacksons, no S. They're, of course, they're smash hits, right?
Do you know, let me ask you this. Here's a trivia question you won't know the answer to. Do you know what's fascinating about this singer, Eartha Kitt?
What?
She looked like a cat.
She did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And her name was Eartha Kitt. I think the fact that she looked like a cat I never researched how they got her name, but she would always talk like this, too. Like,
played the cat woman. She was the second cat woman on the Adam
Brothers.
She does
look great. Wow.
She looks like a cat.
And as she got older, she got more. She looks more like a cat.
She got more cat-like. Yeah, she got more.
Wow.
See, this is an educational program. This is a
Merry Christmas, everybody. Remember, as she got older, she looked more like a cat.
Cat.
All right.
Right.
That's number 21. At number 20. Overplayed.
Brenda
Lee's
super overplayed.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, when you're listening to this, we have to say that she cusses in this.
She does.
All right.
Like a
this
bitch.
Is something. You know what? Listen to this. She's talking about dessert, and she really wants her pie. Listen to this.
Who's this?
This is Brenda Lee. Little Miss Dynamite.
She's going to cuss right here.
Here we go.
Here we go. Later we'll have Now that is so filthy.
Damn.
That she is cussing like that.
There's a longer version.
Can you lead it? Can you lead it up to that, please? I would like to hear that again. Please.
There is actually a longer version, an album cut, where she also asks for some Christing Ready Whip.
Still alive.
I just think this is such a happy song, and you know she's talking about all the wonderful things around Christmas, and then. You know, there are other songs with pumpkin pie in it,
sure.
And with pie, and then she just wants a slice of regular pie.
That's right.
And she demands it. Listen to this. Disgust me.
Yeah, horrible.
It's filthy. I don't know why you included it on the list. Let's listen.
Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty. Yeah. All right.
Filthy lady.
At number 19, Mike.
Is this Bing?
Dean Martin, the laziest singer ever.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
That is great.
Classic. But I love this song.
This is my favorite version of Let It Snow.
Die.
By the, you're dead, yes.
In 1995.
He's dead. Thank you, Oscar.
Christmas Day, 1995.
Dean Martin is dead.
Known dead man.
He's a noted corpse. Dean Martin.
Stiff. Noted worm food.
And also this year reunited with Jerry Lewis. In death.
Yes, in death. That's it. All right, we have to let him play us out. We have to
okay.
We have to take a break. We will come back. Are you in the top 20?
We are about to play number 18.
Wow, we got to fly. We got to get all these in there. And so far, I give the list a good solid 8
out of
10.
Okay, I'll take it.
I think it's going well, and we'll see how you wrap it up.
We'll keep it going.
Remember, as the numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger.
Yeah, we gotta fly through these when we come back. We
will be back
with the Rob Spiewak's top Christmas songs. Rob will talk about Christmas when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, mates. Did you hear the latest bonus show?
Ah, Schmoll, it was a cracking good one. Yeah, can you believe what Mac did this time?
Oh, yeah.
I see that. What a bleeding idiot.
Hey, guys, what are you going on about? Schmingo, we're talking about the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Have you heard it? What the bloody hell is a Mike O'Mara bonus show? What? You mean you aren't subscribed?
Yeah, don't be a git, Schmingo. You've got to subscribe to be in the know. Schmoll got me a subscription last year as a Gary Krimble gift, and I was just chuffed about it.
What goes on in your mind, man? Look, act naturally and purchase a Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription today. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus packages banner at the top of the page.
Oh, all right, I will. And so will all the good little boys and girls listening to this record.
Right, lads, back to recording. Hit it, Schwan.
Don't be a troll, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Be in the know, man.
Sure.
Go buy the bonus. Don't be a douche.
Don't be a douche. I love that. Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you want to save money while doing your holiday shopping online, you should join Honey.
Honey.
True story. I used Honey before they came on as an advertiser. It was easy, and it really saved me money. Let it work for you. Honey is a free browser extension available on Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. It saves you time and money while shopping online at tens of thousands of stores. While you shop, Honey instantly finds every working coupon code on the internet. Then at checkout, Honey will automatically apply the best code to your cart. Time magazine calls it basically free money. Honey even makes Amazon shopping better. Honey will show you if you can get the same item for less from a different Amazon seller, even factoring in Amazon Prime shipping and more. And Honey tracks prices so you know the best time to buy. Black Friday and Cyber Monday may be over, but you can still save money this Christmas with Honey.
Honey!
Honey has already saved over hundreds of millions of dollars for over 6 million members. It's completely free to join, and it only takes 2 clicks to start saving money, Honey. Join Honey today for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. Back to the top 25 Rob Spiewak Christmas songs.
We left off with Dean Martin, and we pick up with The Beach Boys.
Yep. You hear this a lot.
Classic,
but it's
though.
Worth it. And they're all dead, right?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Only Carl and Dennis are dead.
Thank you.
Al Jardine and still Brian, alive. And Mike Love is still a dick.
Brian Wilson is still very much alive.
I saw him in concert this summer.
76.
He was.
How did you enjoy that concert with Brian? Was he? Hello, everybody.
A little bit.
This is Greg. You're running. You're wearing green.
And what's weird is that they can never tell when he's going to sing a harmony. So they have a guy. It's Al Jardine's son that has to watch him. and step in when he doesn't sing.
A spotter.
Yeah, it's very, very peculiar. And also,
place where
I can go with.
And the second the lights go down, he stands up and walks off stage quickly. He's not at ease on stage.
Right.
But he is at ease playing music, and it was a wonderful concert. Very good.
It was good.
What does he suffer from again?
What's that? He's, I don't know what it is.
It's called, he suffers from FBS, Oscar.
What's FBS?
Fried brain syndrome.
It happens.
TMA, too much acid.
FBS D2DTD.
What's that?
FBS, fried brain syndrome due to drug.
And he also,
I mean, isn't that what happened to him, right? He lived in like a sandbox, dropping acid.
He was very, very abused by his father. And And also, I think a lot of drugs had a lot to do with it.
He did some drugs.
He's better now.
Because if you blame it on his father, technically he was okay as an adult. The drugs did him in after the fact.
Yeah, but you can blame the drugs on his father.
I'm giving that a ding, though. I like that. Let's move on. Good. What's the next number?
One of my favorite from the 1980s, The Waitresses. And it's called Christmas Wrapping. Long intro on. Are you familiar with it?
Nope.
I bet you recognize it as it gets into.
You never hear this on the Christmas stations. John Tesh never plays this.
Well, this is a little too cool for Tesh. The Waitresses were a, I guess you'd call them a new wave band.
If they you'd like to move your bows. Oh, da 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 da. Okay, I give that a ding.
Thank you.
Still alive.
Lyrics, please. A long intro.
Yeah. Great to do a
you
spot
like long
over this.
Intros because you like being a DJ. So.
Well, no, I don't necessarily choose a song based on its intro. I like it because of the song. You like their other hit, I Know What Boys Like.
Oh, yes, because I like what boys like.
They are an experimental post-punk band.
Ah!
Are they in their
70s? Everybody seems to be alive.
All right. Well, that's
seems.
Good. That's good.
All right, seems to be alive. All right.
I'm going to give that a ding. I like that too. What's next?
Next up, I did not play the dialogue intro to it, but as referenced earlier on today's show, Bing Crosby and David Bowie, Bing's last Christmas special, Little Drummer Boy / Peace on Earth.
Yes. Arguably one of the best ever done.
They told me,
of course, the argument was between David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
That was a real knockdown, drag out. And my father brings up an interesting point. When you see this on YouTube over the holidays, and you will, note how they do the entire scene without looking at each other.
Well, but they're kind of doing, they're performing. I know people, that's your thing, that they don't, what are they supposed to look into each other's eyes?
Dreamily.
Like they want to make whoopee? Is that what it is?
Wow, bleep that.
Both dead men.
Yes, they are. Oh. Both dead. And
make whoopee, make whoopee, make whoopee.
Here we go. The next one up. Bobby
Pony, how
Holmes.
You doing? How you doing over there? Pony,
oh,
just
this
came,
is great.
Let me just show you what Pony's look is. What?
Whoopee.
All right, there we go. Right. Jingle Bell Rock.
You have to include
this is a hit. This is
yeah.
A hit.
Yeah, it's a hit. All right, move
but
on.
But sadly,
right.
Burned everybody's out by Christmas it. Radio, okay? Right.
Okay,
we mentioned the Motown Christmas album. I think this is the best hit single from the Motown Christmas album. An original written by Stevie Wonder for the record, What Christmas Means to Me.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low.
So talented.
Very talented. I'm not sure it should be on a top 25 what? Christmas song.
Oh, come
list.
On. How anytime a Christmas song good. Sounds
I'm
like
sorry.
It could be.
I'm giving you my opinion, hey.
Hey.
What's this?
This is one-third of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. This is Greg Lake, and I Believe in Father Christmas.
This might be a Rob Spiewak special here because I haven't heard this
This one. Is a beautiful song, and it ends gorgeously.
It's delicious.
Oh, some of it really fine.
I've never heard this.
They said there'd be snow at Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, sorry, I don't recognize it. Sorry about that. I don't like that one.
That's a disappointment.
Definitely alive.
Okay.
EJ, Elton John.
All right, yeah, they step into Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, in the past, you have...
I always feel like he's stepped over some dog do or something like
you
that.
You poo-pooed this in the past.
No.
Do you poo-poo this song?
Dead.
What?
March 16th.
What, Emerson? Keith
Emerson? 71.
That's Greg Lake.
I've caused a death, suicide by gunshot wound.
But it's not Emerson. It's Greg Lake that
Keith
killed himself.
Noel Emerson.
It's not him. It's Greg Lake.
Whether they're alive or dead. But this like, is. But Elton John didn't shoot himself.
No,
he's still
alive.
Yeah.
He has a
you
residency.
You hear this a lot. Yeah, I don't get that one you played from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I've never heard that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
In my life.
Really?
That, wow. See, that's where that's just swimming in Lake You right there. That's all you. That nobody
now,
knows that song.
That's not fair. Because that's, remember, I did not choose this list. I edited a list that already existed. So okay. By saying it's like me, right. That's not fair.
Yeah, if you edit on a list like that, you are choosing.
You're owning
You're making
it.
Choices.
Well, I own the fact that it's great. How about that?
Plagiarize better next time.
Your mother
time.
And your father have always told you, Rob, make better choices.
Yeah. You know what? I said the same thing to my parents in 1970.
You guys are splitting up.
That's okay. What you remember. I was in fourth grade yes. When my dad split.
Who's this?
Frank. My favorite version of this song, although Judy Garland should get it, his performance is best. Your heart be
light. See, this is kind of obscure because you don't. This one's not played a lot.
Yeah.
But this works. This works. This is wonderful. A great song with a great singer.
And the original Capitol album recording that Frank has, if you can find it, don't buy his reprise stuff. Buy his Capitol Christmas stuff. It's much better.
That's really fine.
It's some of it really, really fine. And speaking of Capitol, here's another one of their famous artists, Nat
King Cole.
King Cole.
Yeah, really one of the, this is the Christmas song.
It is the Christmas song written by Mel Torme.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
How can you hear this and not really think about it? Jack Frost, you know?
But what I really mean,
this is almost like a sexual, sensual song.
Well, you're just thinking about the roasted nuts, but I think that that is not necessarily accurate. You know, this, to me, I would say the definitive Christmas music.
And
piece
it,
of
also,
music.
It also pisses me off they recorded it in the dead of summer.
Right.
Because it sounds like winter, doesn't it?
I don't know that. Don't ruin it for me.
I know. But by the way, I would say the majority of Americans have never enjoyed a roasted chestnut. Probably not.
See, and I think sell
them,
sweater
they don't even sell them in New York City anymore.
Girls in sweater dresses.
Why are you making this sexual?
Cocktail
this is
parties.
Yuletide
chest
carols.
Nuts.
Yeah.
All right.
She's not wearing a bra.
We're running out of time.
I would, if this was truly my list, I would put this one at number one.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Darlene Love soiled it for Rob by going on Jimmy Fallon and playing with those children's instruments the other day.
Yeah.
But what a marvelous song this is. On behalf of the entire Michael Mara Show, we wish you Merry Christmas.
Yeah. This
rocks.
Is a situation where every ingredient works on a song.
Yep.
It's just perfect.
Yep. And Letterman played a tribute to her, paid tribute to her every year, and it was sad when they did the last version of it.
I think
really
they've got 25 versions on YouTube, and you can spend a night watching it. It's always
this
great.
This is
ladies
great shopping
show,
music.
Show of hands, who's seen this performed live? Mr. Rob Spiewak saw her last year.
Yeah, I actually shared
where?
The video. I saw it, though. It was at the Howard Theater.
Damn.
And I put a video up from 2 years ago of this performance.
Can she still sing?
Oh, my God. She sounds
oh,
great.
He put
a track?
A great. I remember that video. He put a great video up. Really, really fun.
Really fun. All right. At number seven.
Seven. We got to fly. We got to fly.
We're flying.
It's just time. Depressing. You know, yeah, don't be right. Afraid.
I'll
it's Christmas.
Pull,
don't be afraid. Who did that? Who's the author?
Band-Aid. But it was Band-Aid, written by Bob Geldof, I believe.
It's
and
Christmas time. Don't be afraid. You're going to die. We're going to help.
This
all
is
right,
Bruce
anyway.
Watson from Big Country. Feed the people. Stay alive.
Heal the people.
This I have at number six.
Mariah Carey, ladies and gentlemen.
Smash hit.
Maybe the last great Christmas. I did not expect that. I don't care about the
present. Wouldn't you love to see the checks that come to her for just this song?
Oh, yeah.
Just
my
this
God.
Song.
Yeah. Yeah. She can buy
incredible.
A lot of chestnuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of those checks are really fine. Okay. What's next?
All right.
What's next, Maestro?
After this.
Let's get to the hook. It's oh.
Sorry.
I know that this is the bane of so many people's existence, but it is so catchy. And come on, it's Paul McCartney.
People don't realize how young it is. This is not that
like
old
this.
A song.
Right.
This is from the 1980s, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. This is not that long. John Lennon and Yoko.
Adam.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. That, you hear that on every Christmas.
Some of it really fine.
We're
this is one that the kids love. Number three.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my kids sing it constantly.
You know what?
Is this Wham?
Yes. You're not, this is number three, which means
Jitterbug.
You skipped the Santa Claus is Coming to Town version by Bruce Springsteen.
I did not put it, I did not put it on the list.
Damn.
Oh, God. And you put, like, the Michael Jackson version on, or?
I put on the Jackson 5's version, yeah. I do love it. I do love it, and make no mistake, I will play it.
So Bruce Springsteen doesn't cut it, but Wham, you put Wham on there. All right, there's a giant buzzer
George
right
Michael
there.
Dead.
That's a loud one for you. All right, what's next?
Some of this song is really fine. From the 1943 movie Holiday Inn, it's White Christmas.
Bing Crosby.
Of a white
Daddy, Christmas.
And now, are we at number one now?
Number one.
All right, that was not. I didn't want to do that.
And
I wanted to play this, ladies and gentlemen. They're right next to each other.
I feel you will approve of the number one song from this list.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done,
Ringo?
Yeah, Schmingo.
I think this is wonderful. This is really fine. But I have to say I'm very disappointed that you did not play Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel by Alan Goodman.
Oh, you know we didn't even play it this year.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of play.
I know, I might have played that.
It's dry and ready.
You know, I might have played that on Thursday's show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, very excited.
We'll have to wait and see.
All right, that's it. Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Top 25 Christmas songs from the mind of Rob. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a break and come back with the last Oscars take of 2017 right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Wonderbly. Kids love books. My kids love books. Everybody loves a good book.
Book.
Wonderbly has one-of-a-kind personalized products that you design and make in minutes. Not just a gift, but a personal, one-of-a-kind creation. Perfect for Christmas, baby showers, birthdays, or just because. Beautiful books, beautiful illustrations, truly a keepsake. I've made them with my son in mind, and they are fantastic. We have the Lost My Name book. That's for kids 0 to 8 years old. I also have My Golden Ticket, which is a Willy Wonka story. It's fantastic. And My Christmas Snowflake. Let me tell you about this one. It's for kids 2 to 8. It's a charmingly personalized holiday story the whole family will adore and read every Christmas, personalized to include the whole fandamly. That's up to 9 names, people. Go to wonderbly.com. That's wonderbly.com. And enter your little one's name for a full free preview of their story. Enter the code TMOS at checkout, and you will get 15% off your order. Visit wonderbly.com. Do it today. These are beautiful books with beautiful illustrations, and you're going to love them, ladies and gentlemen. And now, it's time. Oh, by the way, we haven't given away our fruitcake.
That's true.
Do you want to do our fruitcake before Oscars take? Do you want to do that, or what do you want to do?
Oscars cake.
I think you have your answer.
I think we do. Let's do that.
Let's do that. It's time to give away a fruitcake, ladies and gentlemen, because we are rapidly running out of time for 2017 shows. My God, help me.
You almost sound like you're on 24. We're running out of time.
There's not enough time.
Are you insane?
What's the matter, Jack? Are you insane?
Bill Devane's Christmas special.
Bill Devane. What I want for Christmas is an official Rob Spiewak fruitcake with bourbon, soaked in raisins, and a pan. I don't know what's happening to my board here, but I am literally, as we speak, I am losing my sound.
Don't hit the LR button.
Anyway, what I want for Christmas is an official Rob Spiewak fruitcake with bourbon, soaked raisins, and a pan that contains all the magical ingredients. and I can read. I think that everybody should have an official Rob Spiewak fruitcake. They're very good for Christmas. That's a ringing endorsement there.
Well, he's doing the letter. He's doing the essay from A Christmas Story that Ralphie turns in.
Oh, I didn't get it. I don't think that a football is a very good Christmas present. The added benefit of this present is that it will not shoot your eye out. Sons of bitches! Puppets! That's from Jeremy McBride. Let's give him a fruitcake right now.
Oh, I hope
perfect.
So.
Let's give him a call.
Right now, because he's a great listener. Really fine.
Some of him really fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful thing. Let's call Jeremy McBride right now. Or so.
He loves Wham. Did you know that? Loves the band
That's
Wham.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a week. Yeah. Hey, Jeremy, it's Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you know why we're calling you?
I think I just want a fruitcake.
Yeah!
Yes, sir.
Jeremy McBride, yes! And got the bourbon-soaked fruitcake from Rob Spiewak with the bourbon-soaked raisins. Yes, sir. Happy Crimble, and enjoy your fruitcake. You must be thrilled.
I am thrilled, and I want you guys to know that as of my birthday at the beginning of the month, I'm no longer a tick.
Attaboy!
Oh, good man.
Good for good you.
Man. I am a bonus show subscriber and absolutely love it.
That is wonderful, and you are a bonus show subscriber, and we are delighted. Rob's fruitcake will be in the mail today and out to Yes, Rob.
There's one thing I wanted to tell him, and I'm so glad we have him here. I want to play this for you.
How many games?
Only three, Jer.
3 days left for Christmas shopping. 3 days left to fill the stocking. 3 days left for Christmas shopping. Only got 3 days more.
Hi there.
Only got 3 days more.
1, 2, 3. Only 3 shopping days till Christmas. But don't despair. There is still time.
No. All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, don't despair.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's. Do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now. That was real.
Oh, that's quite a ramp up.
Nice. Oscar's take. Oscar, some rich people in Bristol, England, evidently think that conserving natural habitats is for the birds. For the birds, baby. Residents in an exclusive part of Bristol, England, have reportedly installed anti-bird spikes Ooh. On a pair of neighborhood trees to protect their BMWs and Audis from bird poop. The spikes are solely to protect the cars. There is no other reason, an anonymous local told the Bristol Post. There's a big problem with bird droppings around here. They can really make a mess of cars. And for some reason, the birds, do seem to congregate around this area. So they're putting big, sharp death spikes up for the birds.
Gentlemen, this is the rich... being who they are and doing what they want. They don't have to put spikes on the trees. You can do what every big city in America does when they have a problem with this type of issue, whether it be the ginkgo berries in D.C. that stain your car and create an acid issue with the paint. Mm. Have you heard of that before?
Ginkgo berry.
They come and essentially they neuter the tree itself. They spray a spray on there that allows them to not pollinate and create this issue. Now,
didn't they do the same thing to Marionberry?
They did the same thing. Ginkgo berries, you can copy them.
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Kinko berry.
Ginkgo berries open all night.
And you're saying, Oscar, what does that do for the actual tree? The birds can still land on there. I imagine the trees are landing on there because they want whatever berries or fruits are on the tree.
That's exactly. So take the berries away.
You take the berries away. Think harder.
Stupid British. That's why they lost the war.
It's actually pricier to put spikes on a tree.
That's a wonderful idea. But you're listening to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
And staying on the UK, Oscar, because it's that time of year, a London rage room is offering people who are not having a holly jolly Christmas the chance to bash away all.
Oh, I like
the symbols of the season. For the equivalent of about $24, visitors can don a red jumpsuit and a hard hat.
A red jumpsuit and a what?
A hard hat.
Yes, of course.
They can grab a baseball bat and wreak havoc by smashing trees and ornaments for 3 minutes in Rudolph's Rage Room.
That's really
the room
fine.
Features, that's really fun. The room features ornaments, baubles, dancing Santas, and Christmas music. And there's also a bar. Really?
Oh, that is
Rudolph's
amazing.
Rage Room with a bar. Get drunk and smash Santa.
Time to franchise. The Rage Cage needs to come to the States. There are so many people that are pissed at their loved ones, that are stressed out because their loved ones either want something they can't afford or want something they can't find. If you had one of these in every mall, they would make a mint.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I agree. I agree totally. Yes, absolutely. That is a good point. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, Eminem is living the single life, and he's turning to some surprising avenues to find prospective dates. The 45-year-old rapper, who split from wife Kimberly Mathers in 2006 for the second time, admits to, in a new interview with New York Magazine, that he's having a tough time dating since the divorce. Since my divorce, I've had a few dates and nothing's panned out. Eminem went on to suggest that, much like the rest of us, he has used dating apps to find prospective partners.
Wow.
You should use eHarmony.
He should, yeah.
eHarmony. Anyway, that when he was pressed, he said he has, been on Tinder and Grindr. Eminem!
Grindr!
Wow.
Nice. Equal opportunity offender, as he clearly is open enough to say that his proclivities swing both ways.
Is Grindr a gay website?
As far as I know, that has not changed. But if it has, who knows, right?
How do you spell that again?
You know what's great? There's always a bit about people finding that app on and really like a true situation where you're like, hey, can you take a picture with my phone?
Oh.
And then they eyeball that app because the guy hasn't come out yet. And they're like, oh. That's interesting. You won't tell the world, but you keep it on the front page of your phone.
We gotta have access.
On the side note, as far as Eminem is concerned, people think that celebrities can just a stash and dash. They can actually poke and choke all they want. I would say they can't because
when you're
a celebrity, you have more at stake. And in this world of accusations and dollars and the litigious, climate that we're in. You can't just date someone the way you used to, even if you're a celebrity, because I feel like you almost have to have him sign a non-disclosure agreement. It's probably harder for him to date than anyone else.
I hope that he finds love so he can spray and stay.
Another couple. Thank you. Listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
And finally, Oscar, there is scientific evidence that suggests we actually want to have sex more in the winter. Whether we are aware of this impulse or not, a new study found that there were a few reasons for this that you may not be aware of. Number one, everyone's just trying to stay warm. Mm. Number two, you find women's bodies more attractive in winter. Number three, you're hornier in general. Another seasonal change takes place on a biological level. Researchers have found that men's testosterone levels are at their peak in December. Number four, you're more likely to be depressed and seek the comfort of others. And number five, the holiday cheer is more contagious than you think.
Hey.
Pay attention to what you're watching. All the holiday jewelry and car commercials featuring grand romantic gestures could subconsciously be affecting your desire to couple up with someone, Oscar Santana.
F that. Look.
Literally.
Wow.
In this world of I got to get the best present, we got to take the best Instagram, who has the best tree, if you're slaying the dragon, male or female, we're talking about the males here, the last thing you want to do is pay more taxes after you've paid your taxes.
Amen.
So look, ladies, if you want your husband to do clapping push-ups over you this holiday season, ask for something small.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break. And when we come back, Rob Spiewak's got an abbreviated version of the audio vault that we'll have before we say sayonara for 2017. We will do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
If I had to guess my IQ, I would say it's about a million.
Thing is, I've always thought IQ tests were kind of math based, and if that's the case, I would probably fail miserably. I seem to recall
most of them, there is some math, but there's also some spatial stuff. You know what I remember when I was being tested, what I couldn't figure out?
The man's hand touching your penis.
That's right.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always
Thanks,
available
Pony.
At MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thanks, Pony. That was fun being on the promo for a change.
Isn't that nice?
That was really exciting to be
really
back
shine,
to the Mike.
Mike
O'Mara
Happy
Show.
New Year.
He made you look real good.
Thanks, boys.
It's welcome Christmas.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks for paying tribute to me.
On what could be his last show. Who knows?
And the wise men saw a star in the west. coast of Florida, and the star was Mike O'Mara, and he said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great laughter, which shall be to all people that give the gift of the TMOS bonus show." You don't have to be a wise man or a woman to realize that the TMOS bonus package makes a perfect gift. Give it to a TMOS fan, or better yet, give it to someone who isn't a fan yet, but will be as soon as they press play. The TMOS bonus show, full of gold. The gem of last night. I will say it like they did. Legitimate from one of the kids.
Oh, cool.
Give the gift full of gold, Frankenstein, and myrrh.
Ooh, bonus show gold.
Clear as a bell. One of the older kids, he said Frankenstein.
That's awesome.
Big laugh in the room. Give as many as you can. The TMOS bonus show gift certificate, almost a wonderful holiday treat. You'll find the bonus show wrapped in swaddling clothes and waiting at our website. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click on the red bonus show banner. Never has such a marvelous gift been so easy to share. It includes access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Glory to the bonus show on high, and on earth let there be laughter, or so. And now, ladies and gentlemen, did we open up the audio
vault? We haven't yet.
Are you sure about that?
Positive.
Just
almost
kidding.
Positive.
All right, there we go. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to all from MC Hammer and the Posse. The thrill is never gone.
The thrill is never gone. And that's what I want to say as we go into this audio vault. Mike, I seldom get requests for the audio vault, but this gentleman named Julius wrote me a note. He says, Mike's reading of the Cajun Pigs. Remember when you did a little bit of your Cajun Pigs voice?
Tross Clair and Thibodeau.
Yes, Mike's reading of the Cajun Pig's voice reminded me of my favorite cooking show, The Late Justin Wilson, Soon. And I really, you know what? I hadn't watched him in a while, and I would like to give you for Christmas a little Justin Wilson, because I
love Justin Wilson.
Most entertaining.
You know how come the chicken crossed the road, huh? ready to run away from them Cajuns, I'll tell you right now, because Cajuns will eat most anything, and they love to cook chicken. They love to eat chicken. That's for true. I'll tell you that right now.
That's for true.
And today I'm going to cook you some chicken gumbo with andouille. That's a sausage.
That's good.
Louisiana, just for making gumbo. It's a gumbo sausage. It's spelled A-N-D-O-U-I-L-L-E.
Andouille.
Anybody know how to spell that?
Andouille.
That's for
Julius. And by the way, that's the proper pronunciation of that sausage. Andouille, not andouille. Andouille.
I think it's andouille, isn't it? With the L's in there?
It's me blue, blah, blah,
blah. All right.
Yeah, that's for true.
I play the same tape on our last show every year. I like to think it's our own little holiday tradition. I do love it very much. And Mike, I'm sure you remember it.
Hey, I want
to
tell you.
Bob Hope speaking to William Refrigerator Perry.
Yes,
these are the outtakes, and this is not what made the air. William Perry not having an easy time with his line. So here's Bob Hope and Refrigerator Perry, I think in the early 1980s.
William Perry, Lord of God, Clemson University.
Bill Perry.
He's so
Did
big.
The bus come in you? Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill, how'd you get to be 320 pounds?
When I got to be 324 pounds.
Take your time, that's all right.
Oh.
Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill tells me he was even bigger when he was little. Now that he's big, he's even bigger.
But when I got...
Wait a minute, Bill. Wait a minute. You know, Will, Bill, we'll use the person anyway because it's so damn funny, you know? Bill, how did you get to be 320 pounds?
Well, when I got to 320...
Let's take it, take it. Take it from where you come in, Bill, huh?
No.
Go ahead, rock the stadium again. Come in, Earthquake. Come in, Bill.
William Perry, Lord of God, Clemson University.
Yes, sir. Bill Perry, all 320 pounds of him. Bill tells me he was even big when he was little. And now that he's big, he's even bigger. Bill, how did you get to be 320 pounds?
Well, when I got on the diet, I was 324. Well, when I got to be 324 pounds, I went on a diet.
Well, I'm sure you feel better with all that weight on.
Merry Christmas, everybody. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Thank you for a great year.
That's it. Thanks you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Have a wonderful holiday, everybody. We will be back after New Year's for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. I want to thank all of you for a wonderful year. Thank you for all the support. Continued success to TMOS in 2018. To all my coworkers, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, our interns, Ashley, Maddie, Diego, Rofo, Mac, Dan O'Brien, all of the... Am I leaving anybody out? I'm trying to think. Any
no.
interns
I think
that
you
I've
got known? Everybody.
Did I get everybody?
You did.
Merry Christmas and Woo! Happy New Year. Woo! We'll see you next year, everybody. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.